Hey, I'm warning you. How'd you sleep? Oh, good. No. You don't need to get up. I was trying not to disturb you. You were sleeping pretty heavily and all, but still. No, not very long. I just got up to start the coffee, and then it was time to get back under the covers with a certain someone before I got too cold. No hurry. Babe, relax. I'll bring you yours when it's ready. There is really no need to get up. At all. I took care of everything. And, I might have gotten out the handcuffs. What? Like I said, you were pretty conked out. And your hand was right there next to the post and, you know, connected some dots. And, I knew you were just gonna be up and moving again and on full blast once you woke up. So I wanted to help you stay here and slow down a little. So, exactly. They can wait. I guess, I mean, they have to wait now. babe. Look, I saw how tired you were last night, and all week, and last week, and the week before that one, too. I know how much you always keep going all the time, and I know it's, you say that you get bored, and you want to keep things fresh, but I think from time to time it's good to have to slow down a little. You deserve a break. I'm mandating a break, I guess. A break. Yes, a break. From all the work and chores, at least. But there's one thing you can do at the moment. Right now, actually. I need to rest my head somewhere comfortable and get warm again. So what I've decided is you're gonna be my pillow. And for now, that's all you need to focus on. Yes, that's your job. I'm assigning you the task. I don't care if your free hand is cold. Keep that to yourself. The rest of you is nice and warm. When? Until when? Until I say it's time, of course. No, I didn't say you had a choice in the matter. This is how it's going. Period. Just like that. Since when was it a democracy? You knew yourself it was always tyrannical rule under the bedsheets. Here, just move over a little. Yes, just like that. A little more on your back, and move your head a bit towards me. Yes, your chin that way. I am a great photographer. That's what they're called. Yes, perfect. That's it. We're gonna relax right here, like this. And I promise I'll do my best not to touch you with any freezing cold hands of terror while we're at it. As long as you do the same. Deal? Yeah? How's the position of that arm there? You comfortable so far? Or is it... Ah, okay. I see. Alright, let's just, Hey! What? Get off! No. No, you don't. No, you... Really? Really? Come on. Where do you think you're gonna go anyways? What? Ah! Don't try to push me off! Ah, look. Just stay still. Well, stay still, will you? Oh, you asked for it. Do you really want to do this the hard way, don't you? No, not that hand. No, you are not going. No, you just stay still. Stay still. There. No. I told you. I told you. I told you. It's not up to you. What you need is some cuddle therapy, and you are going to enjoy it, whether you like it or not. Do I need to cuff your other hand to the bed too? Yeah, that's right. Tell me, who's in charge here? Good. I like the sound of that. Say it again. Come on, say it again. I command you. Yes. Yes. Okay. Good. All right. Well, that's better. Now, are you gonna be good? Okay. Turn on your side if that's more comfortable. I'll just stay right here. Better? That's right. Well, we're here until I'm ready to let you up, which might be, I don't know, maybe another, 2 hours? I am nice and comfortable right here, and I don't see myself moving anytime soon. Now that we've warmed each other up, I don't see any reason to change from this position either. Alright? We are going to take a minute and enjoy how this feels. You can't argue with me. You have to enjoy this. Okay. Don't scoff at me. Come on. Really, though, how often do you do this? Just feel how smooth these sheets are. Feel those warm flannel pants. Feel these arms. Wait, no. Don't worry. I'm not doing anything with my hands. No tickling. No groping. Just settling in. See? No tricks. Okay? You can just stop a minute. There are no errands to run. Nobody has to be at work. Nothing's gonna happen if we leave the dishes alone for a while. The coffee will stay warm. I can heat up the cream. The trains will always pass. You know what I mean. we'll have to eat sometime. But that can also wait until I feel like getting up. Yeah. I know we do a lot of running around. I'm also guilty. Honestly, half the time I feel like I'm one of those chickens with my head cut off, just flailing around trying to get all my errands done for the day. And I know I get caught up in things too, and I forget that you're the most important person in my life. And I really should remind you how much I appreciate you, and I'm sorry I don't do this often enough. I'm sorry I don't handcuff you to the bed often enough. You know what I mean. I love you. Nope. I'm not listening to your arguments. I know there's stuff to do, but there's always gonna be stuff to do. And we'll get to work soon enough. I want to make you a priority. And you should always stay a priority in my life, and this time, for me, is reaffirming that you mean a lot to me, and that I want to do things for you, whether or not you appreciate them at first or not, But you're going to appreciate this, I promise. So what you need to focus on right now is just this current job as my pillow. I promise there will be more jobs for you later. And I mean more jobs like this. Not the ones that you want to do. Forced comfort. Yes. I will force comfort on you as long as I'm in charge. But you're doing well, so I might take a couple off the list. Yes, for good behavior. Actually, I don't know. Maybe it'll just be delayed. You'd still owe me the rest for another day. Yes, you owe me cuddles for another day. Because, it's not just you for me. We'll owe each other. Does that sound fair? Good. Very good. Mwah. Are you still comfortable? Also good. If I happen to cut off the blood flow in your arm, just let me know, and I probably still won't move. I'm kidding. For now, we have some serious relaxing to do, just like this. So just close your eyes and feel me.